Come in.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving.
You know what they say about the fittest?
Yes, yes, it's time for another episode of Young Persons Radio with me, your host, Colby Smith, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn until 11 a.m. this morning. Our number, 904-606-0842, if you want to call in and join the action, 904-606-0842. This is Young Persons Radio. This is the only show on the airwaves where you, the listener, are guaranteed to be cooler than the host. That's right. And we have a wallop of a show for you today. Well, this can only be described as the Young Persons Radio Memorial Day Barbecue is what we've got ready for you today. This is the first of our day-long block of talk shows on Sundays, every Sunday here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We have Points of Order coming up after us at 11 o'clock and the Stroll Show after that and followed by Objection to the Rule. So we've got your whole morning planned out for you if you are avoiding your family on this memorial. In fact, even if you're with your family, I would prefer that you're with your family and everybody, making everybody a fan of this show this morning. So thanks in advance for that. In the meantime, why don't we start the barbecue? Yeah. Maybe throw a little steak on the grill. Maybe some corn on the cob. Wrapped in tin foil. Smother some butter on that thing. Right? Yeah. Now it's cooking good. The meat's getting a little black. Maybe it's time to flip those things over. Get those tongs out. And in the faint distance, you hear what can only be described as a John Philip Sousa march. Yes. Memorial Day barbecue. Hey, little cousin Timmy, watch where you're running. I'm grilling over here. Grilling up burgers and dogs for the whole family. That's right. Do 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 do. I have with me in the barbecue this morning three whole guests here. I'm going to turn this. This is distracting. First, a returning guest to the program, the second ever guest to the show, local comedian, James Cross is here.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, get up on that mic.
Yeah, yours truly, third Saturday of the month at Legion. I am good to go. See you later. It's a bad time to go to the bathroom.
Yes, it's a bad
you're
time
right,
to go to
right.
the bathroom.
You're right, you're right. Okay.
Do you hear that? Do you hear those steaks sizzling?
Do I? What is this, Sizzlers?
Good one, James.
Got him.
Also a returning guest to the show, whose voice you have heard on The Fifth Element, along with a number of other podcasts, representing the creek in the cave today, is Crystal Beth.
Oh, what a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Thank you. I couldn't have said it better myself.
There you go. Crystal was on before on the famous... I'm going to call it the lost episode of the show.
Yeah.
Even though everybody heard it. Everybody heard it, but as a podcast. We take calls on this show at 904-606-0842. And the website was down when you were here last time.
Yeah. We got one phone call.
Yeah, we did get a phone call. We got Tim calling in just trusting that we were on the air and telling us that the website was down.
It was for the better, though.
Yeah, it was not the best. And also joining us this morning, a new face, a new voice to the show, Faria Khan.
Sad dude.
How are you?
Good. A face for radio, as they say. So thrilled to be here, guys. What's up?
Oh, nothing. She's cute as hell. Don't let that fool you.
Yes, yeah. You can't say that.
Me and Crystal are hitting it up.
So, guys, thank you for celebrating Memorial Day with us here on Young Persons Radio. Do you have fond Memorial Day memories other than the sweet, sweet steaks we can hear grilling up in the background right now?
Every Memorial Day in, like, high school?
Yeah, get up on that mic.
Every Memorial Day in
high
school,
chair in.
My mom would drive me to the Van Skate Park in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and I would go wild for 2 hours, and then we just hang out in, like, the food court and stuff.
But what about, would you skateboard?
Well, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Just run around everyone, yeah. screaming.
So get out of my way.
Yeah. Did you do tricks?
I could do an ollie and a kickflip and you half could... of a heel flip.
Which one is a heel flip?
The opposite way. Like it spins the other way instead of this way.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. So a kickflip is clockwise? Or...
Yeah.
Get up on that mic.
Counterclockwise.
Don't yell into Jesus Christ.
Okay, you get up on. You tell the mic to get up on.
I've got the mic right up in my face.
James is really mad.
I didn't know there was a difference, or I didn't realize that they were so similar.
Guys, skate
I assumed
same.
They were
an art yeah. with many nuances. There's all kinds of flips.
Yeah.
Kick,
true.
Heel, back.
A back? Front?
A back
right.
flip?
That can't be right.
Side a back
flip. I don't trust James anymore.
A flip off? A flips chip?
What if
a flips chip.
The
flip
pretzels
the
with the chocolate covered?
Yeah, those are dope, actually. Yeah. Those are so good.
Yeah.
Flippers?
Yeah.
Flipper?
Yeah.
The dolphin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolphins
Sick.
Are delicious. No, I've never eaten a dolphin. I'm just
dolphins.
Kidding. No, I haven't.
Dolphins are delicious.
Honestly, it's chill if you do. I wouldn't judge yeah. you.
I wouldn't want to.
I've
so
asked
smart.
Several times.
You have?
Yeah, and they
is
say
good?
No. They say, you can't do say... that here. This is a SeaWorld.
You're just gnawing on the back
oh,
of
you,
a dolphin?
You yeah. tried to eat a dolphin at a SeaWorld.
Yeah, that was part of the show.
You just walked up. So a show was going on, and you walked up with a knife and fork.
I thought this was dinner and a show.
James' mom dropped him off there after the skate park. Yeah. And he's like,
he
I'm
like,
hungry.
What about the food court? And she's like, you're at it. Touch you up at SeaWorld.
Whoa, so this is James's mom's fault, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad parenting all around.
Yeah. By the way, James, I want to direct, what is your Instagram handle again?
James_cross.
I want to direct the listeners to James's Instagram because there's a photo of his mom on his Instagram. Like, she's about to, go jet skiing?
This was a carnival cruise, and it's either scuba diving or snorkeling. But the one where you have, like, the goggles and this face thing that goes in your mouth.
Snorkeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a life jacket.
She
you
looks
know?
Really cool. I don't say that as a joke. She looks genuinely really cool.
Thank you. She is.
A jet ski with the snorkel on, too?
Yeah.
Oh, she is vacation. That is just what I picture.
Yeah.
Crystal?
Yeah.
How would you spend Memorial Day as a child?
I honestly don't remember as a child because after childhood I spent it working every weekend.
Sure, yeah.
Because I worked by the beach. So
by what beach?
Point Judith, Narragansett area.
Okay.
In Rhode Island.
Oh.
So everyone was always kicking off the summer. Yep. Yeah.
Artsy smart kids.
Rhode Island School of Design. I have only been to Providence like 15 times in my whole life because I am from southern Rhode Island. It's very different.
Okay.
You don't travel more than a half hour in any direction outside your comfort zone in Rhode Island. So if I had to go to Warwick, I was like, pack a lunch. I would never come back.
How is it different? It's on the beach, right?
Southern Rhode Island's beautiful.
Okay.
Northern Rhode Island's city, which is beautiful in its own way. But yeah, I spent most of my time working. And I think as a child, maybe we barbecued. Maybe. Mm. Maybe.
Yeah.
But... 4th of July was always the bigger holiday.
Same. Yeah, same. My grandmother was born on the 4th of July, so it would always be like a
the
big
movie.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so we would always have a big cookout.
Tom
Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Your grandmother is Tom Cruise?
My grandmother is Tom Cruise.
Damn.
Yeah. Is it born on the 4th of July or is it Taps where he puts a machine gun in like a dorm window and mows people down? I think that might be Taps.
God.
Taps, yeah.
That's Taps.
I think
born on 4th of July, he was in a wheelchair and racist.
Right.
So, that makes sense.
Because he was a veteran.
Oh, never mind.
Against
that
Vietnamese
sounds...
people, so it's great.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That sounds way better than Taps. Fariha.
Hey, dude.
What about you?
I too, don't remember specifically celebrating Memorial Day. I'm glad that you guys also don't. I was scared because I'm not white for the listeners. And I was scared I would feel Not included. All right, sorry, I made it a race thing.
Well, no, Memorial Day is about all people that died in war, and we are fans of killing a lot of everything.
Such it's big true. Fans.
I forgot
huge
even
fans.
The message of Memorial Day. I just get excited to have the day off.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you know what? I actually forgot until I was looking at Reddit. Which is great because
That's where they would go.
Right? Veterans Day, you celebrate the veterans that are here and with us. And good job, vets. Memorial Day are the ones that fought for everything and lost it all. And I saw a video of Delta Airlines doing when they carry the bodies, they have a ceremony to take the bodies off the plane so they're not like throwing it on the luggage rack. Mm-hmm. And I was like, right, Memorial Day is about sad things.
Yeah.
Because I always am like, cool, day off. Woo, barbecue.
Yeah.
But then there was that whole Reddit argument thing where people are like, and now everyone just barbecues all the time. And other people are like, what's more American than having a barbecue to celebrate the people that died?
And like a bunch of sales.
And a bunch of, I want to buy your refrigerator.
Yeah. You know what's that is crazy that we forget and like don't actually celebrate. And then instead we just like make it into a material thing because that is the American way.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
It's just all. Yeah. That's how we like to sell shit. Mm-hmm. That's why we're like, 30th economy in the world.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Oh, God.
Have you
bought anything on Memorial Day?
Yeah. There was a sale. I got some cool t-shirts.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I got a brand. I got to stick to it.
Yep.
Yeah. For the listeners, Faria's wearing a NASA t-shirt.
Very cool.
Right now.
Yeah.
Just in case you want it. It's really cool.
Yeah. It is actually really cool. Yeah. It's nice and faded. It looks like she's had it.
Thanks, man.
It's like, it's on point.
Everyone's
been to space.
I just bought it. Yeah.
Did you just buy it?
Yeah.
From space?
In the Memorial Day sale?
No. But earlier, I waste a lot of money on things I don't need. I am a true American.
Yeah, patriotic.
Hey. That's right. 904-606-0842 if you want to call in. 904-606-0842.
If you want the number, you can just go to my Instagram.
Yeah. James_cross.
Someone's trying to.
James managed to sneak in a plug at the beginning of the show. Yeah.
Are those steaks done? I'm smelling really good. I'm getting real hungry.
Let me check.
Oh.
Start cooking.
Yeah, I'm going to take them off.
Oh, they sound so good. I can't wait to eat it.
Wait, what are we looking at? Medium or medium well?
Oh, I'm talking medium well.
Medium.
Man.
A nice light
pink
throughout.
Well, because I forgot they were on the grill for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
So now.
This guy.
Colb's just wishes he was eating chicken, so he just cooked it really well. He, like, doesn't like steak.
Yeah.
Monster. Wrong with you?
I prefer white meat.
Also, I got 0 likes on the post that
what? I. What? No one's awake yet?
No one's awake.
Let me just say this.
Americans.
I say this every other week. If you can't get yourself out of bed to listen to this show, I don't want you. I don't want you listening.
Don't say that, Cole.
I don't think I would be awake if it wasn't for this right now.
Don't say that, James. That's a quick way to not get yourself invited back. Now listen. Now listen. We get a lot of repeat listeners to this show. It's true. It's true. We do.
Fans, if you will.
Yeah, I'll say.
I will not.
I will not.
No.
Never mind.
I will not say fans. And they're always like. So I get these callers, right? I get these two callers who call every week. You got Tim, you got loyal caller Tim. Never misses a week, except 1 week when I had no guest and just wanted callers, and Tim didn't call in that week.
Of course,
that's sad.
And you got this woman Marta who calls in, who is super cool. She was in a band.
What band?
And won't tell us which one.
What band?
And is a big fan of birds. She always calls in and talks about how much she loves feeding the pigeons, about how she rescues baby and injured birds, and takes them to the Wild Bird Fund on the Upper West Side. And they hate each other. So Tim and Marta, they can't stand each other. They come down on opposite sides of literally every issue. And everyone's like, well, you got to get Marta and Tim in the studio. You got to have a mea culpa, right? You got to have a mea culpa. So I haven't done that. But what I have done is written the sitcom version of what that mea culpa might look like. So with the help of the guests I have assembled in the studio today, we are going to read the pilot episode. You guys know the show Wings, right?
Sure.
It's a sitcom from the 90s that took place in an airstrip. Okay. Right. It ran for like 10 years, apparently.
How did I miss it?
It ran for 10 years and is remembered by no one.
Oh, cool.
I remember it coming on either before or after a show I wanted to watch, where I would see it and I would see the Wings logo and be like, and new. And click and switch it. Like, it was at the end or the beginning, and I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because I can't even remember what time or show it was on after or before.
It was the nightly news.
It was the nightly news.
Exactly.
I'd rather watch the news as a child.
So we are going to read that episode now of a sitcom I have titled Wings, parentheses, specifically those of a bird.
Here's... I don't get it.
Is it not on the nose enough? All right, here's the theme song. I'm going to do stage. Pretend that's a bird fly. Not an airplane. They got some birds in the opening titles. Tony Shalhoub is apparently in the show.
Oh my god, that's right. I love Tony Shalhoub.
Don't know.
You see Monk? That's Tony Shalhoub.
Thomas Hayden Church. Who's in Sideways?
He does.
Oh. 10 more seconds on this theme song. Boom.
I wanted one more.
Wow. God's sake.
This melody is unresolved.
There we go. Okay. Wings, specifically those of a bird. Interior pet shop day. A cozy neighborhood pet shop. Some of the animals make noises in their cages. Marta, our hero, approaches Judy, her manager.
Okay, Judy. I'm done stocking the cat good. I'm gonna go take my 15.
You better not be going to the park to feed those birds again, Marta. Every time you do that, your 15s turn into 60s.
That's not true. I only ever take 15 minutes to feed the birds. Then another 15 to learn their names, sometimes 20 minutes to talk to them.
Oh, Marta. You're always trying to skip out on work to spend time with your birds. Remember last fall? You went to feed the pigeons in the park, and you didn't come back all afternoon.
It was a personal emergency. That flock was about to fly south for the winter, and I had to say my goodbyes.
You know what? I can never tell what you like more, birds or rock and roll bands.
You've got that right. And guess what my favorite rock and roll band is?
Let me guess. The Birds?
No. Electric Light Orchestra. Why would you think I like the birds?
Just keep an eye on time, all right? We have a very important customer coming in today.
Someone important? You mean like Colby Smith, host of Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn?
No, you bird brain. Someone like Colby Smith is probably too busy being universally beloved to do his own shopping.
That is a very good point, Judy. Well, who is this customer then?
I don't remember his name, but I do remember he's from Brevard County, Florida. You know, Countdown County, where they launch all these space robots. So he's probably some kind of astronaut. Space rockets. I get robots and rockets frequently confused. They're both crazy.
We all know that about you, Judy. Florida, huh? You know, there are a lot of beautiful birds native to Florida. The crane, the heron, the black-necked stilt.
Well, if you don't get back from break time, you're about to become the black-eyed stilt.
Because you get punched.
Oh, God. Got it.
Violent, he hopes.
Yeah. Now listen, this guy could be here any minute, so take your break and hurry back, okay?
Marta nods and starts to remove her apron. Just then, her cell phone rings. She answers.
This is Marta. What's squawking?
Do you want to do this character?
Oh, me?
Because this was supposed to be Free's brother was going to play the caller.
He's an asshole.
Hey, Marta, this is Carter calling from Wild Bird Fund. You know, like the state and federally licensed 501c3 that rehabilitates over 3,000 sick, injured, or orphaned wildlife every year and releases them back to the wilds of New York City. Duh, Carter, of course I know who you are. Your organization provides an invaluable service that everyone wants to hear about, especially in the age of Donald Trump. Yes, well, I wanted to remind you that we only care of sick, real birds. Last time you were here, you brought us a broken clay Persian. I'm sorry, Carter. I just love birds so much. I'll do anything to spend time with them, no matter how outlandish. Really? You'll do anything? How about tell us what bird you were in? I mean, bang. Carter's...
Do that line again.
Really? You'll do anything? How about telling us what band you were in? Never.
They get it. The audience gets it.
They're into it.
Marta hangs up her phone and grabs her purse. Before she can leave the store, a customer enters. His skin looks very sunburnt, and he wears a shirt that says, John Mellencamp, The Lonesome Jubilee Tour, 1997 to 1998.
Well, excuse me, ma'am. I'm in the market for a new pet. You have any toads?
I sure do. There's a big ugly one in the back behind the desk that says, manager. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure I saw her eat a bug and once and like it.
The customer laughs as well.
Well, that's very funny. I like people who are very funny.
Thanks. Now, you say you're in the market for a pet. Can I interest you in a nice bird? Maybe a finch or a parakeet?
No, are you nuts? I hate birds. I mean, keeping those things in cages, it's cruel.
Oh. Sounds like this guy's gone cuckoo.
This is Marta's catchphrase. The audience loves it.
Birds are some of the most beautiful animals on this planet. Haven't you ever sat in a park and fed them and watched how peaceful they are?
What? No way. We shouldn't be nice to birds in the park. The minute they get too comfortable around humans, they'll start taking over.
Watch what you say. They'll hear you.
There is a beat as the customer weighs whether or not Marta has some kind of psychic connection with the birds, and whether or not she can control them, and whether or not she might use that power to make the birds attack him. Then he laughs.
You're funny. I'm telling you, I like people who are very funny.
If you think that's funny, you should take a look at your shirt. John Mellencamp, dude, seriously?
You got a problem with the Coug? Little ditty about Jack and Diane?
Yuck, I hate John Mellencamp.
Well, then you're probably also going to hate the cover of a small town that I do, where I change the words so that they're more about my own life.
Do you know the song Small Town?
No.
All right, I'm going to help you out with this.
Great.
I was born in Florida. Wish I still lived in Florida. Ain't no place as good as Florida. Oh, I'm Florida's favorite son. They launch spaceships in Florida. It's all we talk about in Florida. Mm-mm, that's good Florida. Oh, this song is so much fun.
Hey!
Why am I aroused right now? That was amazing. Tim, I might hate John Mellencamp, but you have such a beautiful rock voice. And the only thing I love more than birds is
rock and roll bands.
Aww. Hey, what's your name anyway?
I'm Marta.
My name's Tim. Tim Keck.
Hi.
Hey, this might sound crazy, but do you want to get out of here and grab a beer?
Sure, as long as it's a Goose Island.
Tim and Marta gaze into each other's eyes for a moment. Judy enters.
Marta, where are you? I need you to restock the turtle food in aisle 2.
Hold on, Judy. I'm taking my 15 now. You know what? Make it a 60.
Oh my gosh. NBC. Woo! Woo!
These are the closing credits.
Did you like the voice I did for you?
What?
I liked it.
Did you like the
voice?
Very
old.
It sounded old?
Yeah.
The other guy sounded old?
It sounded like, he sounded southern.
Sounded southern. Southern.
I would say southern.
I mix up southern people and old people all the time.
James is
most people
80.
From the south are old.
Yeah, I think Tim Keck is 80, right?
Yeah, Tim Keck's right?
He does sound. He does sound old. Guys, thank you so much for doing that. Like,
of course.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
There's no audience cheers on that one.
Well, that one, that one comes from me. We have our first caller on the line. So we're going to talk to him or her and then take a quick break. Caller, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Colby, what's going on?
Hey, who's that?
Matt from Cumberland.
Oh, it's Matt from Cumberland, my hometown.
Ooh, Maryland.
Hey.
Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here with your mom, and we're listening to your show, and thought we'd give you a ring.
Thank you for doing that, Matt. You're on the air with me, James, Faria, and Crystal.
What's Colby's mom's like?
She's great. How do you think?
Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith.
Matt. Matt is, Matt, when asked how my mom is suddenly silent. Is she okay?
She's fine, yeah. She's a little embarrassed right now.
Oh, sure. Aww. Yeah, that sounds about, that sounds like her. Now, Matt,
what,
you...
Were you supposed to be home this...
Yeah, I was supposed... Well, see, this. So Matt is hitting on an issue. I was supposed to go home this weekend for a wedding, but it got postponed.
The wedding?
The wedding.
Why?
The official reason I was given was to give us more time in preparation, which sounds fishy to me. And I don't know what they're preparing for life without each other, because that's what it sounds like.
Wow.
Yikes.
Especially with how much work goes into wedding planning.
I know. I mean, this is like, it was like a month out. It was postponed.
Maybe they just want to get the gifts and then get out.
Yeah, maybe.
Was everything doubled up on the registry?
You know what?
Two of everything.
Like a lot
oh,
of,
that's
like,
smart.
And...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good scam.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a really good scam. Now, Matt, you there?
Yeah.
You are a big Grateful Dead fan. We've talked about the Dead on the show before.
Dead? What?
Yeah. Any good boots you've been listening to lately? Any good shows on the old Sirius XM?
Well, let me, that's part of the reason I'm calling in today.
Okay, great.
Again, first time I've heard your show, and I apologize
for
that. But,
that's okay. It's not like it's super available online or anything.
I'm taking that as you did hear my episode.
The one bond that you and I always seem to have is music, and I was really saddened earlier this week to learn that Jimmy LaFave had died.
Yes. You texted
Jimmy
me immediately.
Folksy, bluesy, Woody Guthrie-esque, Bob Dylan-inspired red dirt music pioneer. Red dirt music came from the Texas-Oklahoma area.
Mm.
And, you know, if anyone's never heard Jimmy, you really ought to YouTube and just listen to an incredible singer, great songwriter, just a tremendous loss to the world of music.
Mm.
And I believe you and I have spoken about Jimmy before.
We have.
Don't know how much you've had a chance to listen to him, but I would just encourage everybody to go out and, you know, at least give it a listen, because he was truly a pioneer and a great loss to the music industry.
And
I'll listen.
Coupled with that, that last night I find out that Greg Allman died.
Yes, Greg Allman died. This is the...
Yeah.
This is the memorial to recently deceased musicians day barbecue.
Yeah, I'm really bringing it down, but today's show, so I figured it's kind of. But no, and that kind of gets in, back in a little bit to the realm and the genre of the Grateful Dead a little bit, because the Allman Brothers, as you know, was pioneering Southern rock band who also could stand on stage and take an 8-minute song and make it a 28-minute song.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
that's a good thing. Just jam the hell out of it.
My big problem with 8-minute songs is they're not long enough.
Well, there you go. There you go.
All right, Matt. Thanks for calling. We'll talk soon. We're pouring one out. We're gonna grill a steak up for Jimmy LaFave this morning.
Tell Colby's mom to call in.
She would never do it.
Please.
I'm daring her right now. I'm saying she wouldn't do it.
Bye, Matt.
Mrs. Smith, come to yours truly.
Thank you for calling, Matt. We'll talk soon. Guys. All right.
Later.
Matt's right. Super chill.
We got another. Right?
Matt's
yeah.
Mad chill.
Matt's chill as hell.
Where's Matt from?
He's from Maryland also. Oh. Yeah.
Is he cooler than you, Colby?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody is. That's the title of the show. But easily. We got one more caller. One more caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hi. Oh, my God. It's Marta.
I knew it. Marta, how are you this morning?
Oh my God! I'm so happy that comedy show, Bernie comedy show, was so hilarious and it cheered me up. It was beautiful.
Oh, good. Aww. Good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you liked it.
Marta, did I do you justice?
And funny, of course.
Yes, of course. Well, thank God.
I'm good. How's everyone there in the studio?
Good. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marta, did you like Freya's portrayal of you?
Oh, yeah, it was perfect. It was fun.
I ad-libbed a couple lines.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
There are plenty of space in there for playing around with it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, Marta, how's your holiday weekend going?
So, what? Say again?
Well, I was going to ask how your holiday weekend was going, but it sounded like you had something to say.
Oh, no. Holiday weekend is good. Right now I'm on, and and it looks like a scene from The Birds, because my birds know that when I come to the roof, they come from all the roofs to come and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the food with me right now, so they're just staring at me. It's pretty cute.
That is very cute.
But yeah, this weekend, not too much planned. I don't really, unlike you guys, I don't even know what the hell that means.
Yeah.
More. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I did think of something. Crystal Beth. I think she said something about in earlier in the show. She said something about that you wouldn't eat a dolphin. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because dolphins are so smart.
Yes.
So do you eat stupid animals only?
Only dumb animals. If their intelligence is lower than 6 years old, I'm fine eating it, including humans under 6 years old. So I don't eat horse. I don't eat whale.
She ate my younger brother.
Yeah, anything that's dumber than me needs to be eaten.
Exactly, my point. I was like, okay, because people often say that. Well, I don't. Oh, they're so smart. Oh, I like them because they're so smart. I mean, it's like, well, okay, then eat a fucking baby, because babies are stupid. And,
babies are the dumbest.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So they cry all the time.
Good. Yeah, no, it's annoying. It's annoying.
They cry, they dribble, they pee and poop on themselves. We should be eating them.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm with you.
They look delicious, most of them, honestly. Yeah. Those cheeks, right in.
There's that. I'm not barbecuing today, or whatever. I don't have a barbecue. Who has a barbecue in the city?
Although I will say this, when I walk around now, because our L train is down this weekend, so I've been doing a bunch of walking instead. I smell the barbecue everywhere I go. So somebody's doing it. Maybe it's just one person with a really powerful one.
BBQ and babies.
That's true. I'm the L train. I'm on the L too, and yeah, you definitely walk down the street. I guess more of like the locals, they kind of like just put the pit out in the front and then they barbecue. I guess that's okay. That's nice.
There's a mini barbecue on my balcony for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On your. Oh.
Yeah, a little mini one. And I have a backyard now that we could put a barbecue in.
Ooh, fancy.
But we don't. We get an extension cord and we hook our griddle up to it and bring that into the backyard like a bunch of champions.
All right, Marta. Well, thank you so much for calling back in. It was great to talk to you again.
Yeah, yeah. Keep the bird show. That was so great.
Oh, hey, good. I'm glad you liked it.
Great. Well, you guys... I'll have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah.
Don't eat any birds. Okay, bye.
Well, it's perfect. I cannot eat chicken, so I rarely eat birds.
Oh.
I don't like chicken.
We have one more caller, then we got to take a quick musical break. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Lark Kingfisher. How are you?
Lark Kingfisher.
Those are birds.
Yes. Bird enthusiast, and I just want to say that last show that we just heard was amazing. It's not often that I get to connect with comedies that have to do with my area of enthusiasm and expertise.
Wow.
I love birds.
Wow.
Sexually?
I love everything about it. No.
Have you had sex with a bird?
I'm a bird watcher. I love them.
You watch birds have sex.
I've watched bird porn sometimes.
That's a part of being a bird.
Oh.
A bird. Is this Fraser Crane calling?
Are you Fraser?
Where to laugh. I loved it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad we're getting positive feedback.
Is your name your given name by your parents, or did you name yourself Lark Kingfisher?
Who, the birds give it to you?
When you guys are having sex?
Liberated myself from my parents when I was 18, and I gave myself this name just so I could follow the path that was my destiny.
Are those your two favorite birds?
Does everyone have a favorite type of bird?
Do I have a I like falcons.
Oh, falcons are sick, dude. You're so cool.
Awesome. Love a falcon.
Eagles are tight, dude.
Yeah, those talons. Okay. That's but my talon voice, apparently. Okay.
It was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. Where are you located, Birdman?
I would like to challenge everyone when they get the chance to Google the jungle harpy, a very, very big eagle type of bird that feasts on monkeys out of the jungle.
I thought that was bird porn.
Jungle harpy, wowie.
Very cool.
Anyway, I just wanted to say I love the comedy. It was amazing. It really connected to me on a really base core level. And keep up the amazing work.
Wow. Well, great. I feel like you're making fun of me right now, but thank you for
it. It's genuine. It feels genuine to me.
It's genuine.
Thank you, caller. I hung up. He's gone.
guys, I think he was being real.
I think so too.
Okay.
Lark Kingfisher.
All right. Good. Great.
You guys ever see that bird? It kind of looks like a squirrel, but it can fly.
The flying squirrel?
Yeah, dog.
I don't think that's
flying squirrel.
I don't
dog?
Think that's a
squirrel. No, you're right.
Anything
you're right.
That is suspended in the air for one moment in my mind is a bird. That sock this morning I threw to my laundry for 1 minute, it was a bird.
Yes.
Tight.
We have to take a very short break, and we'll be back momentarily here on Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, Colby Smith, and my guests, James Cross, Faria Khan, and Crystal Bath. Give me 1 second.
Third Saturday of the month.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, cause I was in sugar town.
Oh yeah, that's the good stuff. That's Sugar Town by Nancy Sinatra, which is where I want to send our last caller after incorrectly assuming he was making fun of me. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Lark Kingfisher. I'm sorry. I'm glad you called. Now, I want to tell you two quick things. Number one, Radio Free Brooklyn is a nonprofit station. We are supported completely by donations from listeners such as yourselves. So if you like what you've been hearing this morning, and I know two people who have called it and said so, you can learn how to support the station at radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge if you want to find out ways you can support us and get involved. If you want to sponsor this show in particular, which helps us keep some of the administrative costs under control, you can go to rfb.nyc/YPR and click the link at the bottom of the page that says sponsor this show. That's rfb.nyc/YPR.
Do they get anything if they sponsor this specific show?
No. No, they don't. Thank you for exposing the hole in our system, James.
Okay. I was going to donate, but I'm good.
904-606-0842 is our number. 904-606-0842. I want to tell everybody also, since we were talking about the station, that Brooklyn Pride turns 21 this year with a theme of equality, no exceptions, exclamation point. There are great events during Brooklyn Pride's week, which is June 5th to the 10th. So it's coming up very soon, including a documentary on the first openly trans FDNY firefighter, queer comedy, and a full day of activities on Saturday, June 10th. There will also be a 5K in Prospect Park, then a festival, entertainment, family space, and parade all on Fifth Avenue here in Brooklyn. So if you want to learn more about that, you should go to brooklynpride.org to check out the full week of events and learn about getting involved at brooklynpride.org. That's Brooklyn Pride.org. Now, welcome back to Young Persons Radio. Here on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, your host, Colby Smith, and I'm here with James Cross, Faria Khan, and Crystal Beth here on this Memorial Day. Now, we are coming into the last little bit of the show here. So I want to do a couple things. One of them is take this call on the line. Oh, wait, no? He hung up?
All right,
no. We got another one. Here we go. Ah, caller, welcome to the program. Make it snappy.
Make it snappy?
Yep.
Hello. My name is Garrison Keillor, America's favorite ghost.
Garrison Keillor is here. Talk radio legend.
I'm calling because I heard your little radio play, and... I need you to stay the fuck out of my territory.
Garrison, you know, I would think someone with your career would feel a little more secure in his territory at this point.
Colby, let me tell you a little bit about my
Garrison
life.
Keillor knows
what
my
it's
name.
Like. Each morning I arise from my crystal tomb. I listen to local radio and I prowl it for anyone aping or otherwise ripping off my original and foolproof system for quality radio, which is making people, you know, talk to each other in a believable way, unstaged, totally natural. And when I heard your little skit, put it bluntly, the next call you're going to be getting to this radio show are from my litigation team.
Okay. You're going to sue me because I did a 5-minute radio play. You know, radio plays were around before people, you, Garrison.
Name a single one.
The Orson Welles War of the Worlds thing that everybody freaked out and thought aliens were landing.
No one was around before me. I'm as old as this ancient stone we call the Earth. I arose from the primordial plumes of lava that shaped this world, and I will die when the sun explodes and consumes us all. Not before. Not before.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Garrison, quick question. Do you have sex with birds?
Shoot.
Is that how you died?
Do you fuck birds?
What?
What?
Do I fuck birds?
Yeah, it's just everyone that's called in today.
There weren't mammals around to fuck when the Earth was first cooling.
So dinosaurs, then.
You fuck dinosaurs.
Proto-birds. I fucked them. So what? I fuck birds now.
I'm not judging
you. No, we're not. We don't kink shame on this program.
I'm aroused right now.
The lion does not concern itself with the opinions of sheep. I don't care if you judge me for fucking birds. I fucked birds before you fucked anything, and I'll be fucking birds long after you're in the
I town. Have a question.
You picked a great episode to tune into for the first time, Mom.
Are lions and sheep in the same area ever? I never understood that saying.
Yeah, could you
lions do
that?
Not concern themselves with sheep because sheep are from different places. They don't know they exist. They literally don't know they exist.
Listen, Crystal Beth, I didn't know you'd be giving me a biodome shakedown, but, listen, yeah, they're not the natural prey of lions, but if sheep are around, the lions will eat them. They'll eat anything. They're like me and birds, but with eating instead of fucking.
Maybe on Noah's Ark or whatever. They met.
Maybe that's when they met. And they were like, nope, don't like that guy. Too much hair. And he was like, too much wool.
And Garrison was on the boat, but he was in the back fucking birds.
He was like, show me what the chickens are.
Yeah. I got a special section on that boat. The bird section. I said, listen, I'll come with you on your boat. Just lock me up with all the birds. And don't ask any questions when the doors open up again.
Okay, hold on. Can we back up to when you said? Can we back up to when we said? Listen, I'll come with you on your boat. as if Noah was like, "Well, I'd love to get everybody in this ark, but not if it's not okay with Garrison."
Because Garrison, he just got done fucking a swan.
He was begging me to come on his boat. He was like, "What'll we listen to if you're not there to spin your yarn?"
Uh huh.
They didn't have radio plays on the
heart. What were your if anybody at this point doesn't know, Garrison Keillor was the host of what was your show called? Prairie Home Companion.
Ooh, that's what you call the
birds. Prairie Home Companion.
Ooh,
still exists.
Prairie
and you
home
would do you would do these cute little stories in it. It all took place in Lake Wobegon.
Patronize me at your own peril, you son of a bitch. Patronize me at your own peril.
All right, okay.
I will end you.
Okay.
I will toss you into the sun.
Colby couldn't even fuck a bird if he wanted to.
I mean, I don't have
He's tried.
I don't have as much practice at it as Garrison, apparently.
Bears don't even make Colby hard. He can't even get it up for one.
Yikes.
Well, Garrison.
Good thing. I can't tell if I should be sad for Kobe or, like, happy.
Garrison, we have one more caller on the line, and I want to make sure we talk to him before the show's over. So I'm going to have to talk to you another time, buddy.
All right. I'll get off your precious line. If you can promise me one thing.
What's that?
You'll never put on a radio play on this godforsaken show ever again.
What do you not want me to do?
I'm coming with you. I don't want you to put on a radio play.
I hung up on.
Oh, yeah!
Bert!
Dang.
Never put on a radio again.
I'll never put on a radio.
Record all you want, but don't you dare turn it on.
This is a 3-2-1 number, which means it can only be.
Hey, Colby!
It's Tim Keck!
Hey!
Yeah, Tim!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Hey, Countdown County, baby! Yeah!
Yeah!
Dude. Hit the big time.
Did you hear that? Did you hear yourself earlier?
Yeah,
I did, and we all had some laughs and a couple chuckles.
Yeah.
You really glossed over the biggest issue, which is that Marta is slowly teaching animals to not be afraid of humans.
And on that day,
they will revolt and murder us all.
I did have a line in there about that, though, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tim, were you paying attention?
Yeah, but it just feels like... Yeah, well, the romantic tension between myself and Marta seemed to really overshadow the importance of this issue.
Well, you gotta have a character-driven story sometimes, you know?
Exactly. People like romance.
People love it.
Yeah, romance is good.
Tim doesn't need romance.
Tim's a fan.
Fine. Romance is cool.
I've heard nice things about it.
I've heard from an outsider looking in, it seems pretty nice.
Now, Tim, how's your holiday weekend going? You doing anything? You going to outdoors? What are you doing?
I did some grilling.
You did?
And then I'm going to do some more grilling today.
Okay.
And then I have to work on Monday.
Mm.
So that's it.
Well.
Yeah.
What did you grill?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I grilled some brats. And
nice brats.
Oh,
and
brats.
A pineapple.
Yum!
Grilled a pineapple?
Love a hot pineapple.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, and I'm like some hot pineapple.
Yeah.
If you guys don't understand, I'm like a good old pineapple. Tried grilling watermelon. It was not as good as you'd expect it to be.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think I'd expect that to be good.
It's worse than that. It's worse than when I was already.
You grilled some. Did it just melt? It's like mostly water.
Yeah.
So the first bite is fun because you're like, you taste it and you're like, oh, this thing that's supposed to be cold and refreshing is actually hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the pineapple is just kind of not, the rest of the watermelon is just not really enjoyable.
Yeah.
But that first bite is confusing.
Yeah. What was the texture like a hot Rita's ice?
A hot Rita's ice?
Yeah.
Like a
yeah, was it a hot
that is, but
like, not ice cream, but
Italian ice.
Yeah, right. Italian ice.
Sure, like a hot Italian, so just a liquid.
Yes,
like
but
lemonade.
We're hoping for some imagination. We've got to imagine a hot
so
Italian ice. I don't like the pink part of watermelon.
Yeah,
I like the part between the green and the red. I love the white.
Oh, the
part.
The firm.
It's my favorite part.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Tim, we got to start wrapping the show up. Any parting words?
That's something an animal would say.
I'm an animal.
No, I went, I had to pay $80 at the DMV to renew my license, and they fucked me, Colby. They fucked me at the DMV, and fucked the DMV, and that's all I had to say.
Tim, I can't believe the new comedic ground you're breaking.
The DMV is crazy. Yeah.
You guys ever heard of this place?
I
the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah. They fucked you like a bird, and they were Garrison Keillor.
Dude, Garrison Keillor loves fucking birds.
That's what we all learned today.
Man, I'd rather fuck a bird than go to the DMV again, I'll tell you.
Wow, that's real. That's so
all right.
Real.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for calling. Well, I hope to talk to you next week.
Oh, we'll see.
Held hostage on my own show. That's great. All right. Yeah, sure. That's fine. Guys, it's coming to the end of the show now.
Uh-oh.
It's come to the end of the show.
Oh, no. I didn't get enough plugs in.
Well, see, this is... I ended with enough time to do that.
Oh.
James, where can people find you?
Oh, well, okay. Third Saturday of the month, you can find me at Legion, yours truly. I'm on Twitter, Boris Truly. Instagram, Boris. No, James. Man, okay.
Come on, James. God damn it. Aw,
James
is
drunk off medium well steak.
I know.
And bird fucking.
tired. You know, if you can find me on Graham Avenue most days.
James, get it together, man.
You're right.
Crystal, where can people find
hold on!
Oh, I have nothing. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I have mine rehearsed. My name is Crystal Beth. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Crystal Beth. You can also follow my podcast on Twitter called It's at Fifth Element. You can listen to it on iTunes as well as Unlimited Lives Radio on iTunes. And you can go to the website www.thefifthelement.com to listen to old episodes. It's a movie podcast about the fifth element, if you haven't guessed.
Wait, every episode's about the same movie?
Every episode's about 1 minute of the movie. So we're on minute 66 of the movie. Ruby Rod's coming in next week, and it's going to be real good. We have fun here.
See, now that's a pro. That's how a pro does
that's
it.
That's a pro.
Faria.
Yo. Okay, hey, guys. My name's Faria Khan, coming at you live. Ooh. You can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Farizy, 4 E's. That's F-A-R, 4 E's, Z-Y. I have a show tomorrow night at the Tender Trap in Greenpoint at 7 p.m. It's a really sick show. Stand-up, improv, very sexy lineup. You guys should come. Also, there might be a dance, dance from your host.
What?
Whoa.
And it's going to be hip-hop. Okay. Thank you.
Well, guys, thank you all so much for coming this morning. I had so much fun. I'm glad you're all here. Thank you to everybody for listening. You can find me on Twitter at Colby J. Smith. We will be back next week in this slot. Now I can officially announce it. Roger Moore died last week, guys. So next week, I've had this idea for a while, and it's finally going to happen due to these circumstances. Next week, the one-man James Bond marathon. It's me talking about James Bond for 1 hour.
Wow, that's awesome.
And you can call in if you want, but I'm going to have plenty of time to get through, so don't feel like you have to. Guys, this has been Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, Colby Smith, and my guests, James Cross, Faria Khan, and Crystal Beth. Thank you to everybody for listening once again. Thanks to them for joining us. We will be back next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
You may say